Pediatrician Helen Caldicott shares her time between Australia and America. She has founded nonprofits like Physicians for Social Responsibility. She foresees a dark future if people continue to rely on nuclear energy.
Okay, you've got two nuclear power plants 25 miles south of Miami. What's your population in Miami? 3 million? You've got Crystal River, which is closed at the moment because it's got cracks in its container, but they're trying to fix it, but they won't be able to. It's got a huge amount of radioactive fuel in it, huge amount. And then you've got another one somewhere or other, haven't you? Yeah, well, you've got to close them all down.
10 million people could be affected if there is a nuclear meltdown at the reactor 35 miles from Manhattan. Caldicott reads a worst-case scenario from a government-sponsored Rasmussen report updated by the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The terrorists had planned to fly into those two nuclear power plants, but they thought they were protected by missiles, so they went into the World Trade Towers. Assuming 10 million people at risk, 3,000 people would die of severe radiation damage within days. 10 to 100,000 would develop acute radiation sickness, which I described, within 2 to 6 weeks and die. 45,000 would become acutely short of breath because the radiation damages the lung. 250,000 people would develop acute hypothyroidism, myxedema, constipated, period, stop, putting on weight, losing hair, and the like.
Radiation from nuclear disasters like Chernobyl has caused cancer and other health problems. Caldicott has been a physician, and she has experienced cancer in her practice and her family.
And a cancer is a parasite, so it grows and proliferates all around the body, and the patient just shrivels. And you've all seen patients with cancer, and eventually the patient dies, and so does the cancer. And it's a debilitating, horrifically painful, horrible disease.
Caldicott says nuclear power has been humankind's worst enemy because radioactive elements can get into the food web.
Getting into our food chain, you can't taste them, smell them, or see them. And they're mutating genes in our reproductive organs, which are passed on for the rest of time, causing random, compulsory genetic engineering forevermore, damaging our gene pool, the very basic building blocks of life. That's what nuclear power's about. That's what the nuclear age is about.
She says companies like GE that produce nuclear power are the culprits and are often in bed with the government and scientists.
And the physicists knew that right from the beginning of the nuclear age. As Oppenheimer said when he watched the first bomb explode, called Trinity, named after the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, when he watched it blow up, he said, for the first time, physicists have known sin. And they have been sinning ever since. Why do they like nuclear weapons and nuclear power? I think it's related to, shall I say, their reptilian midbrains and testosterone.
She says that Russia and America hold 97% of nuclear weapons, increasing the possibility of a nuclear war.
And America's got about 1,500 H-bombs targeted on Russia, and Russia's got about 2,000 targeted on you. There are 40 H-bombs targeted on New York City as I speak, and Bob McNamara and I wrote an article for the LA Times about this. 60 on Washington, 60 on Moscow, because there's such a redundancy of weapons.
Caldicott prescribes a carbon-free and nuclear-free future for survival.
Know now that if we do nothing, the planet is in the intensive care unit, acutely, critically ill. And we are all now physicians to a dying planet, all of us. We have to have the responsibility, dedication, that we have to stay up all night with our patients.
Melinda Moreschi left the Occupy Tampa gathering to hear Caldicott's lecture.
Because I agree with her that I think there are mad men running the planet. You know, the people, corporations, people in power, you know, don't care about people. I think they are egomaniacs.
There is more information about nuclear power on Helen Caldicott's website, helencaldicott.com. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from Tampa.